Wildfires continue to burn across western North Carolina. Flames have consumed tens of thousands of acres since late October as drought conditions persist in the region. Out-of-state crews have joined the firefighting efforts in the North Carolina mountains. Joining me to update the situation is Brian Haynes, Public Information Officer with the North Carolina Forest Service. Are things getting better or worse right now?
Well, things right now are just super, super dry out here. And what's happening is because of all these dry fuels and the drought that's going on in the mountains of North Carolina and a good portion of the mountains in the southeast, we're having to battle a lot of wildfires. Those fuels are just so dry that even the smallest spark seems to be setting them off. Mm.
So who's gaining now, the fires or firefighters?
I'd like to think that we are. We are doing our best to get a lot of these contained. We are making pretty good progress on some of them. Some of them, of course, are still a little bit vexing, such as the Party Rock fire. That fire there, we've had quite a few evacuations on. And so we are having to deal with that, structure protection, you know, protecting people's homes, in addition to trying to contain the fire. So things like that are difficult.
Where is the fire that you just referred to?
The Party Rock fire is in and around Chimney Rock State Park here in North Carolina, and that's in the community of Lake Lore.
And explain, if you would, a little of the firefighting terminology. When we hear that a fire is X percent contained, what exactly does that mean?
So what we do is we put fire lines in around the fire, and that's essentially what we do is we go around and we try to get down to mineral soil. It's basically a path that we make around the fire, and the wider the path, the better the fire line, if you will. And the idea being that when the fire reaches that point, it runs out of fuel. If we get lines around the entire fire, we might call it 100% contained, and that's really an estimate based on if we think the fire is not going to escape those lines. So if we think the fire is going to stay within those containment lines, then we'll call it 100%. But if it's 30%, we may only have a fire line around part of the fire, and so, of course, it has plenty of room to keep growing. But it also may be that we're not 100% sure that that fire is going to stay within those containment lines. And so it's really an estimate of where we're at in terms of getting the fire contained.
Mr. Haynes, what are some of the major challenges for firefighters right now in battling these particular fires?
Well, terrain is one of probably the biggest concerns because this is really steep country. You can't go in there in a lot of places. You can't get in with a machinery, so like a tractor plow unit can't go in to make these paths. And so we're having to go in and literally dig out fire line by hand. So we have a lot of folks from around the country working on that. But then also, of course, being as dry as it is, if an ember gets over those fire lines, you're up and running again really quickly.
And can you put this year's fire season so far in some context for us in terms of recent years or historically bad years? Where does this rank?
This ranks pretty high in terms of this time of year. Overall, you know, we're about average overall throughout the year, but of course we were below average prior to the fall probably. So I think the last time we were affected this much by drought was probably back in 2008, 2010 time frame when we were having a lot of fires in the coastal region of the state.
Where do you think things go from here? How do you think this week is going to play out?
I think we are looking at just continually battling wildfires. Hopefully we don't have too many new starts. That's really our big concern, you know, having to spread those resources that much thinner to deal with those. But we could be in this for the long haul if we don't start to see some rain. We could be battling wildfires, if not these very wildfires that we're working on, for quite some time.
For weeks to come?
Weeks, yeah, could even be longer than that. We could be seeing this through Christmas, if not into the new year.
Brian Haynes, Public Information Officer with the North Carolina Forest Service. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.